Hello and welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Lagerman. And as you can see behind us, the Jaguars have landed in Baltimore. Kind of brisk. Nice fall weather.
This is absolutely beautiful, and it's great to be staying right in downtown Baltimore. It's a great city, certainly different than when I grew up. Camden Yards and also M&T Bank right close to each other. It's great.
We could talk about this game all night, but a couple things stand out. First of all, special teams. Last year, they were absolutely a factor. The The Ravens blocked a punt for a touchdown. Jaguars pulled some tricks out of the bag. Jaguars special teams have not been that reliable so far this year. Can they hold up tomorrow against the Ravens?
Well, it's going to be that's a great question. You know, John Harbaugh is a guy that comes with a special teams background. He's got the same special teams coordinator that's been with him since 2008. And I think the Ravens are probably looking for a little bit of payback. You know, you talk about last year when the Jaguars did the surprise onside kick and they also ran a fake punt. I would not be surprised if the Ravens end up dialing up something, end up fooling the Ravens this week.
Mike Mallory and his crew are going to have to be on their game. Now, there's a Jaguars alumnus who is playing in Baltimore. That's probably the best way to say it. He should be in Jacksonville. That was a mistake.
Yeah, a big mistake. Darryl Smith should still be a Jaguar. He's still playing at a high level. You know, when you watch the Ravens films, he might be the best Ravens defender now that Terrell Suggs is hurt for the year. So it's good to see Darryl playing well, and nobody can replace Ray Lewis. But Darryl Smith certainly has done an admirable job here in Baltimore.
Tremendous find for the Ravens. And finally, Joe Flacco, former Super Bowl MVP on a 2-6 team. This is not a Ravens team that we're accustomed to. They've generally been a resilient bunch. He doesn't have the weapons that he has had in recent years. In fact, it's pretty much just him, right?
It's the cupboard's a little bit bare. You know, they drafted a guy in the first round expecting him to kind of take a little bit of heat off of Steve Smith Sr. He got hurt the first day of training camp. Steve Smith Sr. is now on injury reserve with a torn Achilles. The next leading wide receiver is a running back. I mean, Joe Flacco is still Joe Cool, though. You know, watching him on the film, he stays cool, he stays calm, he stays collected. You know, when you read his clips, he never puts it on anybody else, I think, which is admirable. You know, the one thing about Joe Flacco that I'm concerned about, and I'm concerned about for tomorrow's game, although he doesn't have a lot of weapons, he throws probably the prettiest deep ball I've ever seen. And Givens is a guy that they got in trade with the St. Louis Rams. I think he's going to be a guy that Joe Flacco will target often.
All right. You know, we've been standing on street corners, it seems like, for about 2 months doing this. And it means the Jaguars have been on the road a long time. Second half of the season starts tomorrow, and then the Jaguars get home.
I'm looking forward to the Thursday night home game against Tennessee and then being home against San Diego. I can tell you that.
On the road with the Jaguars from Baltimore. Stay tuned for the best Jaguars coverage right here on Jaguars.com.